Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. It's a joy to have you with us today. Pastor Ed leads Fellowship Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Today, Pastor Ed Young continues the series of talks, Wrestling, with a message titled, The Ladder Match, guiding us to uncover our true identities and purposes planned by God. Through this journey, we'll uncover the core of our creation and calling. This program is just a glimpse of what Pastor Ed has to offer. From global missions to his latest inspirational books and daily devotionals, there's something for everyone. You can find all of this and more at edyoung.com. And here's an exclusive offer for our listeners today. Download a free chapter of Pastor Ed and Lisa's newest book, A Path Through Pain, at edyoung.com. With refreshing vulnerability and power, A Path Through Pain shares their family's journey from sorrow and anger to hope and healing after the tragic and sudden loss of their daughter. As they share their incredible perspective, they will inspire and equip you to believe that there is purpose in your pain, even if you can't see that purpose yet. Now, let's get into today's message called The Ladder Match. Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
Ted DiBiase is in the house, the $1 million man. Ted, welcome to Fellowship. Look at that belt, man. Have a seat, Ted. Ted, it is such an honor to have you.
Well, it's a real pleasure to be here, Pastor. And you, and again, I want to just say this in front of everybody. You guys have been so hospitable, well, so nice to us. My wife and I have had a blast.
Well, Ted, tell us a little bit about how you got into wrestling, because you are a household name, one of the top wrestlers ever. How did it happen for you?
Wrestling's been a part of my entire life. I was raised by a stepfather who came into my life when I was five. Mike DiBiase, son of Italian immigrants, was not only a pro wrestler, but was an amateur wrestler with a storied career. University of Nebraska, lettered there 8 times, 4 years football, 4 wrestling, 3 years conference heavyweight wrestling champion, and a man who had a great influence on my life. Mm-hmm. Of course, the one thing my dad never wanted me to do was be a wrestler. I grew up and figured that out, yeah. You know. But the things that he instilled in me, I lost him when I was 15 years old. He suffered a heart attack, 45 years old, and he's gone. I moved back to Wilcox, Arizona, 3 traffic lights. That's where I was when he came into my life with my grandmother. And, you know, I'm in this little town. I've got hopes and dreams of college, professional football, going, man, can my dreams come true here? But my dad always told me, he said, don't follow the crowd. Don't do what everybody else is doing. That's easy. He said, be the head, not the tail. Be a leader, not a follower. And he says, if you're willing to work hard, you can be anything you want to be in life. And so I held on to that, and I had a very strong childlike faith, which carried me through watching my mother then sink into despair and alcoholism. Mm-hmm. But the things that my father had instilled in me stuck. So I'm the first kid to graduate from this little school in Southern Arizona with a full scholarship to play Division I college football. Went to West Texas State University.
Yes, sir.
It's amazing the number of wrestlers
That
came out of this college, largely due to a famous wrestling family there, the Funk family. But so everything's good now. But I get to college. Now God's blessed me with all the things that I prayed about. Mm-hmm. And it's almost as if I said, gee, thanks, Lord. I appreciate all the help. I'll take it from here.
Whoa.
So that was like the downslide starts. I just become very worldly. You know, my pride, my ego took over in my life. Failed marriage, first time around, 6 years. Divorced with a child. And then I met Melanie in Atlanta, Georgia. Christian girl, comes into my life. We fall in love, we get married. And this is where I really start my journey back to God. We began to attend a non-denominational church on the campus of LSU because I was staying in Baton Rouge, chapel on the campus. First time I answered an altar call. Well, the one thing I didn't do after that altar call was race down to the Christian bookstore, buy the Bible and dive in and get into the relationship.
Right.
What I try to tell everybody all the time is for the longest time, I had what I call an intellectual relationship with God. I have believed the gospel message most of my life. But the difference between heaven and hell, I tell people, is about 18 inches. It's moving everything you know about Jesus from here to here. Because when it gets here, when it gets in your heart, it has no choice but to start coming out of your life.
Excellent.
And that process really started. Again, I walked the aisle. I walked the aisle a second time, and I make that decision again. And my pastor says to me, he said, Ted, he says, God's planted a seed in your life. He says, nurture the seed. He says, because the devil will come quickly now to try to pluck the seed before it has time to take root and grow.
Right.
So what he encouraged me to do was, you know, get in the Bible, get into the relationship,
yes,
surround myself with godly men, get a two or three guys that you can be accountable
That's
to.
That's so important, Ted.
With no accountability. He said, Ted, he says, if you're not accountable, it's not a question of if you'll fall, it's just a question of when.
That's right.
And so I gave all of these things lip service, but he did say, he says, because the devil will come quickly now to pluck the seed. Within a month, I get the greatest break of my wrestling career, and Vince McMahon calls me, and the next thing you know, I'm going to the WWF, as it was known then. And not only that, then he gives me this character, the Million Dollar Man, who's like, you know, Ebenezer Scrooge of wrestling, but he says, in an effort to market the character, you're going to fly first class everywhere. You'll have limousine service every day. You'll stay at only first class hotels. It was a tough job, but somebody had to do it. But I mean, whirly, whirly, whirly. And I fell right into line, and what my pastor said would happen is exactly what happened. And I did fall, and I fell right into line with the other guys. And the turning point of my life was in March of 92, just after WrestleMania 8, when my wife confronted me with a list of things that I had been doing that I shouldn't be doing. And it was a breaking point in my life, because it's like God gave me a snapshot of my life and said, I was here for you when your dad died. I was here for you then. I was here for you then. He said, you know what? I'm still here for you. And
wow.
If I would turn my life over to him, and it was like I finally hit the wall, because I had everything I thought I ever wanted. But in reality, what did I have that was worth anything? Because there was no integrity. There was no strength of character.
Exactly.
And I wasn't being the priest in my own home. But at that point, and when my wife forgave me, it's the greatest expression of Christ-like mercy I've ever experienced, and it was a catapult. I mean, I said, give me this chance, and I promise I'll become the man you thought you married. I'll become the spiritual leader in my home, and God, one day you'll love and trust me again. And she's sitting right here with me.
Wow.
And,
would you stand?
And she is.
Let's give her a fellowship welcome.
36 years. And, I never imagined in my wildest dream that would one day turn to ministry. 2 years later, and again, at another pastor in my life, Hal, who's my best friend now, he said, Teddy says, there are going to be a lot of pastors with all the best intentions find out you're saved, and they're going to want you to share your story with them. And he said, I just want to caution you, you're a baby Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Ted, you know what babies do sometimes? And I said, what, Hal? He said, sometimes they poop their pants. That was a nice way. And I said, okay, I get it. Give myself time to grow.
Yes.
And so I didn't go until he said, I think you're ready. Well, that came like a snowball rolling downhill. The more I went, the more I was invited. And then my knowledge of Scripture began to grow. And it just kept growing. And I mean, now I've been in full-time evangelism for 19 years.
And, excellent. And Ted, you have, I know, a great documentary. Talk to us about your documentary and where can we get that?
The documentary is called The Price of Fame. It's available on iTunes and Amazon. It's the story of my life and in greater detail.
It's powerful. The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. Let's give him another standing ovation. Ted, thank you, my brother. Awesome. Ted DiBiase. The annoying chirp of a smoke alarm. I think you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Those smoke alarms will wear you out. I heard the chirping. Grabbed a chair, tried to reach this demonic device, couldn't do it. Then I found a step stool, that didn't work. Finally, Lisa said, honey, how about the ladder? She, of course, was right and is right. I got the ladder, and the ladder allowed me to unscrew this device, take it down, and fix it. A ladder. There's really nothing like a ladder. Everyone owns a ladder. Ladders take us from point A to point B. They help us reach and get to another level. A ladder. A ladder. You might be thinking, well, why are you bringing up ladders, Ed? Ladders in church? Well, I'm glad you're asking that question because ladders, we're going to find out, really matter. They do. I want you to think about a ladder today, maybe like you've never thought about one before, because God is going to teach us something about a ladder. And it has to do with sort of wrestling with a ladder. I'm in a series called Wrestling. Last week, we started talking about a guy named Jacob, and we discovered that Jacob was and is a wrestler. Well, today, we're going to find out that Jacob wrestled with a ladder. There are all sorts of different matches in wrestling. There's the first blood match. There's the empty arena match. There's the last man standing match. There's the tag team match. There's a TV time limit match. There's also a ladder match. Is that hilarious? A ladder match. Jacob is going to have a wrestling match with a ladder, and maybe, just maybe, it's a wrestling match that you're having as well. Well, the first part of Jacob's story, Genesis chapter 28, and then later on I'm going to turn to John chapter 1, but right now, Genesis chapter 28. Notice this sudden departure from Jacob. He began by himself a 400-mile road trip to a place called Haran. As he's on his way, the Bible says it became dark. I mean, you're out in the middle of nowhere, and he was outside of this town called Luz, L-U-Z. Say Luz with me. Luz. Luz means separation from God. That's what the name means. So he's outside of Luz, and he's like, man, I'm not going to go and hang out with those Luzians because these people are crazy, man. So he decides to take a nap, well, to sleep, really, in the wilderness. And it's so difficult. Notice this next part of his life. He has this supernatural dream. I mean, he has a dream that's one of the most famous dreams in the history of dreaming. But before that, he finds a rock. Are you ready for this? And the rock out in the wilderness becomes his pillow. And here's what the Bible says. When we run away from God, this is an amazing verse. Proverbs 13, 15 says, the way of transgressors is, say it with me,
hard.
What do we say? Oh, I've hit rock bottom. My marriage is on the rocks. I tell you, in this business situation, I'm between a rock and a hard place. That's really all the world can offer us. A rock. Cold. Hard. Discomfort.
You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We're halfway through today's incredible message, and we hope it's been an inspirational part of your day. As we pause for a moment, we want to thank you for joining us and for your continued support. This ministry, focused on sharing the gospel, is possible because of listeners like you. As a token of our gratitude for supporting The Creative Connection, we have a special gift for you. We'd love to send you a complimentary copy of Pastor Ed and Lisa Young's newest book, A Path Through Pain. This is a powerful book they wrote after the sudden death of their oldest daughter, Lee Beth. They share profound truth that even in the darkest moments, pain and joy can coexist. To receive your free copy, visit edyoung.com. It's our way of saying thanks for your gift to help take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. And if today's message has touched your heart, consider supporting us. Your contributions, no matter the size, help us continue spreading God's word and bring hope to many. Visit edyoung.com to learn how you can make a difference. Now, let's continue with today's message. You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
Genesis chapter 28, verse 12. He had a dream. And he saw a stairway, read here, a ladder, you know, with rungs on it, resting on its earth. So positionally, it was right in front of him as he slept. And the payload was pretty awesome because it carried a bunch of angels. The Bible says, with the top reaching to heaven and with angels who were ascending and descending. I mean, that's a serious ladder. Up and down. So he's asleep. The rock is a pillow. He sees a ladder in front of him. This is crazy. And we're going to find out the Lord was at the top of the ladder, angels ascending and descending right in front of him. Isn't it something that in God's sovereignty that he still blessed Jacob? Isn't it amazing, even though Jacob stumbled and fumbled, God still blessed, God still reigns. And then God, here we see, reigned in his life because Jacob made that decision. I think about my life, the mistakes I've made. I think about, you know, the times I fumble the ball and how God orchestrates it all in his sovereignty. That means God reigns. God reigns. I remember several years ago, I wrote this book and it was pretty popular, and Lisa and I got invited to a conference overseas, kind of a book tour type thing. So the people that put the conference on flew us over on a 777. We were flying business class. It was great. We landed at Heathrow Airport. I'm on this 777 and I'm thinking, all right. So we're going to London. We're landing, that's the destination, at Heathrow. You got a pilot, you got a co-pilot and a navigator. Awesome. Now we're behind them, so we can make all of these decisions, all of these choices. We can eat, we can sleep, we can read, we can talk to flight attendants, we can do whatever we want to do, really, within reason, but the plane has a predetermined destination. Heathrow Airport in London. I just described to you the sovereignty of God and the free will of man. God the Father is the pilot. God the Son is the co-pilot. God the Holy Spirit is the navigator. We're behind them, and we have the freedom of choice to make any decision we want. There's going to be consequences. I mean, if I wanted to, I could have had 5 desserts. But the consequences, you know? But I cannot rule God. When I try to rule, God always overrules. The plane is going to its predetermined destination. I have a choice. So the sovereignty of God and the free will of man, Jacob had an opportunity and he chose to follow the Lord. And then we keep on cruising down. Look at Genesis chapter 28, verses 16 and 17. Now, verse 16, when Jacob awoke from his sleep, whoa, he thought, man, wow, surely the Lord is in this place. Man, now I'm glad he said that. Jesus is the Lord of the ladder, we're going to find out. And he changes the name, I love this, after the dream, from Luz. Remember, Luz means separation. Now he calls it Bethel. Bethel means house of God. So he was separate, and now, boom, house of God. The ladder is our Lord. The ladder is our link. Because Jesus has this conversation. And many times I've just skipped over it in John chapter 1. I told you we'll hit John 1. He's talking to Nathaniel. And he goes in verse 47, Hey, Nate. Wow, what's the deal? So he starts talking. When Jesus saw Nate approaching, he said to him, there's a true Israelite in whom there is no deceit. Okay, wait a minute. Deceit. In the Hebrew, deceit is what? Jacob. You see how he's playing with those words? So in the literal language, Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no Jacob. Say hmm with me. Yeah, because it's going to get very, very Yeah, it is. That's pretty good. Okay. How do you know me? Nate asked. Jesus said, I saw you when you were under a fig tree before Philip called you. Then Nate declared, Rabbi, you're the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus said, you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You'll see greater things than that. Now, here is the verse that will knock your socks off. It'll blow your hair back. You ready for this? John chapter 1, verse 51. Then he added, kind of casually, this is Jesus. Truly, I tell you, you will see heaven open. Let's read it together. And the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Oh my goodness gracious, are you feeling me? Who is the ladder? In Genesis 28, he was up in the clouds. Now in John 1, he's at the bottom. The Lord came from the top to the bottom to bring us from the bottom to the top. He came from there to here to bring us from here to there. Jesus is the ladder. The ladder matters. If you're a follower of Christ, there's a ladder from your life to the heavenlies, and the ladder is Jesus. The angels are ascending and descending. Wherever you go, there's the ladder. Wherever you go, it's our link between heaven and earth. Jesus is the link. What did the million-dollar man say, Ted DiBiase? Every man has a price. We do. I do. You do. The Son of God, who died on the cross for our sins. The link between heaven and earth. The ladder. And the ladder is right there before you. He took your sins and mine. The purpose, it starts now and forever and ever. Are you in a wrestling match? A ladder match? Are you climbing and climbing and climbing? Pleasure. Once I get to that top, fame. Once I get to that rung, the more monster. Once I get more and more and more, when you get there, without the Lord, you're going to find out the ladder is leaning against the wrong wall. There's only one ladder. His name is Jesus. Do you know him? Do you know him? Because in God's sovereignty, he's given you a choice. And I pray that you make that decision to follow our ladder. Because the ladder matters.
Thank you for being with us today on The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We hope this message has empowered you to stand firm in your faith and to shepherd your family with wisdom and courage. Your role is pivotal in nurturing a God-honoring environment, and it's our prayer that you would feel supported and equipped in this journey. Your support is so important in helping us share the gospel of Jesus with a hurting world. As a token of our gratitude, we're offering you a free copy of A Path Through Pain by Pastor Ed and Lisa Young. Visit edyoung.com to claim your book and learn more about how you can support Ed Young Ministries. Join us next time as Pastor Ed continues the series Wrestling with a message called WWE, Wrestling with Eternity. In this message, we will discover the true art of surrender. Stay connected with us at edyoung.com for more great content and ways for you to be part of what God is doing through the Creative Connection. Thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless.